Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everyone. I am your host, Arthur Schaefer, and I'm back again with another wonderful guest that's going to be joining us shortly. We have Charles Laputka, who is an attorney at law located out in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And without further ado, let's bring him out. Charles, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, Arthur. Thank you very much for having me on your show. I'm really looking forward to speaking with you today.
Our pleasure. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Absolutely. I am Charles Laputka. I'm here in the Lehigh Valley of Eastern Pennsylvania, and I'm the owner of a full-service law firm that focuses on bankruptcy, real estate, and other types of financial transactions. We help people stop foreclosures and wage attachments, bank and property levies. There are several different ways that we can give our clients the best personalized representation plan to resolve any of their problems with their creditors or any real estate or foreclosure issues.
Mm. And can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the background of your business and yourself?
Absolutely. I began practicing consumer rights law, as I just described, about 18 years ago. I opened my law firm in Allentown in 2008 after working with several large law firms for the beginning of my career. And for the last 12 years, we've been servicing the greater Lehigh Valley area, which is Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, and some of the surrounding areas in eastern Pennsylvania.
Mm, okay. And what made you pursue this profession?
Well, Arthur, I really just love helping people in need. When I graduated from law school, I was fortunate enough to find my first job in a consumer rights law firm out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I went to law school out in Pittsburgh, and I just really enjoyed helping people who were struggling. You know, they would call the law firm with the problem. I would sit down, I would diagnose their situation and figure out the best way that we could help them save their home from foreclosure or get them out of debt. You know, we deal a lot with small business owners as well, and I really love being able to help small business owners that are struggling with debt keep their businesses open and keep serving the local community. It's really important, in my opinion, that we all visit and foster our local businesses in our communities. So being a part of helping people keep their homes and keep their businesses really gives me a great sense of pride and accomplishment at the end of every day.
Wow, that's beautiful. And how is COVID affected your business?
Well, you know, it's interesting because COVID has changed a lot of things for a lot of people, but my firm was very technology heavy to begin with before, you know, this started to happen in March of 2020. So we were able to adapt very quickly. We'd already been using platforms like Zoom and GoToMeeting and Uber Conference and all of these online meeting platforms in our daily business practices. So basically, we didn't miss a beat. I mean, we had to retool a little bit, get a couple more webcams and things. But, you know, we, in about 3 days from when they closed the operation of business in Pennsylvania, 2 or 3 days, and we were fully up and running.
Mm. And what sets you apart from, you know, your competitors, people that are also in the profession with you?
I think one of the big differences is we operate, the Laputka Law Office operates in a very niche market. There are not a lot of large firms in this area that operate within this market. So what we can do is with all of our wonderful and caring staff, we can really give a lot of customer service and attention. You know, a lot of the work that we do is on a flat fee basis as opposed to hourly, and we do that to encourage our clients to communicate with us. You know, a lot of other firms bill their clients hourly, so people are hesitant to pick up the phone and ask a question. And with our firm, you know, 90% of our cases are billed with a flat fee. And, you know, I tell clients all the time, if you want to call us every day, you're welcome to do that. You know, you can call and ask questions all the time. Eventually, I might get irritated if you call me every day to ask me what the weather's like. But, you know, if you're calling me and asking me, if you're calling and asking me valid questions about your case, I want you to have unlimited access to the resources at our firm so that you feel very included in your representation, not just that you're handing something off to an attorney that you don't know what they're doing and just expecting a result. We work with people to include them in their representation.
That's beautiful. And how can my audience, you know, get in touch with you regarding the services that you offer?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking, Arthur. We have a couple ways to get in touch with us. We have a great website, which is www.laputkalaw.com. That's my last name, L-A-P as in Peter, U-T as in Tom, K-A, law, L-A-W.com. So laputkalaw.com. Or you can also give us a call. I've got a wonderful, caring staff that answers the phone, you know, anytime between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Our phone number is 610-477-0155. That's 610-477-0155. And we'd love to hear from you. We've got an intake process where you'll speak to one of our customer service representatives, give them a little bit of an idea about your case so that they know how long to schedule a consultation for. Then one of those intake specialists will schedule a consultation that fits your needs time-wise. We can do it on telephone. We can do it on Zoom. And at this point, we have the office open to customers again as well. Of course, we're observing all of the COVID guidelines. We're wearing masks and sterilizing everything in between each client visit. But people really do. I find, Arthur, that people really do want to sit down with their attorney at a table as opposed to on Zoom, preferably. So we're taking all the precautions and we're letting people back in the building now.
Wow. Thank you for coming, you know, on and having this conversation with us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Awesome. And for everyone else, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.